Community college students are gearing up for the fall semester. Many of them plan to eventually transfer to four-year schools, but that isn't always easy. In fact, nationwide, only 13% of community college students actually go on to earn bachelor's degrees. For member station WFYI, reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy has more on the hurdles these students face.
Ever since fourth grade, 23-year-old Tyreek Swanigan dreamed of going to Indiana University.
I was like, I'm going to IU. Like, I had everything, IU flags, shirts.
After he graduated high school, Swanigan decided to start at Ivy Tech Community College in Indianapolis. He could keep his full-time job and transfer to IU later to earn his bachelor's degree in social work. When we talked last year, Swanigan told me that at first he did well. Then he heard from an IU recruiter that some of his Ivy Tech credits might not count toward his degree.
And then I was like, why am I wasting my time at a two-year community college when I know I need at least a bachelor's to do anything that I want to do?
Swanigan eventually withdrew from community college, and he's not alone. According to the Center for Community College Student Engagement, the vast majority of students say they plan to transfer and earn bachelor's degrees. But a 2023 U.S. Department of Education analysis found fewer than one in five actually reach that goal. Indiana has one of the lowest transfer success rates in the country. When I told Swanigan, he was stunned.
It pisses me off, honestly, because I was at Ivy Tech, right? And this is me. Like, this number, I'm a part of that.
According to the American Association of Community Colleges, two-thirds of students take classes part-time. They often juggle jobs, caregiving, and other obligations that can disrupt their education. But those aren't the only challenges to finishing a degree.
There are bureaucratic hurdles. There are really opaque transfer policies.
Hariya Jabbar teaches education policy at the University of Southern California. She studied the transfer system in Texas. She says even community college advisors struggled to keep up with inconsistent policies there.
When a student enters community college, they need to know not just what major area of study, but which university they plan to transfer to, because what they do at the community college to transfer will vary.
Sometimes when students transfer, a four-year university won't give them credit for all their classes, or it counts those courses as electives instead of major requirements. In Indiana, where Tyreek Swanigan lives, community colleges and universities are trying to improve.
The state has been very thoughtful about the work that they're doing to ensure students who are transferring from one institution to another have a better likelihood of completing once they get there.
Mary Jane Michalak is a vice president at Ivy Tech Community College, where Swanigan was a student. Michalak says that about a decade ago, Indiana lawmakers required public colleges and universities to create transfer pathways for students who complete associate degrees.
If a student is a nursing student and they get the nursing degree from Ivy Tech, it transfers seamlessly into a bachelor's degree of nursing program.
Other states have created similar transfer pathways, and research suggests those policies could help students. But we don't know yet if it's working in Indiana. That's because the federal data follows students for 8 years, so the people it tracks started back in 2014, shortly before the state's changes kicked in. And even with those policies, life gets in the way for students.
The longer I wait and life happens and issues come up, the harder it is to get back into school.
I gave Tyreek Swanigan a call in mid-August. He said he almost went back to school this summer, but tuition was expensive, he started a new job, and he was pulling himself out of a difficult relationship.
So now just getting grounded, getting my focus on before I focus back into education.
5 years after Swanigan started college, he says he's still determined to earn his bachelor's degree, eventually. For NPR News, I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy in Indianapolis.